2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It is 70 degrees.
Drivers enjoying a pretty nice commute so far. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, Utah's reaching a big milestone in the fight against coronavirus.
And Utah's governor says the end of this comes with some personal responsibility. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, close to a million Utahns are fully vaccinated. And our current seven-day average for new cases is just 343 per day. That's the lowest since last June. More importantly, deaths and serious illnesses are down. So businesses and venues are opening up even more. But the governor says for those restrictions that still remain in place, show some kindness, humanity, and grace. And if people are still upset about school masks, he says they will be gone very soon. They'll not be back in the fall. But in all of this, people can still choose. And he emphasized that personal responsibility at this point. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Health officials are crediting social distancing, mask wearing, and a lot of people showing up to get vaccines as a reason why the number of COVID-19 cases and deaths are dropping dramatically around the country.
More than 147 million Americans have now received at least one dose of the coronavirus vaccine. That's 57% of adults and counting, hurdling California towards declaring herd immunity possibly by June 15th.
ABC's Faith Abube.
States are getting ready for the FDA to approve the use of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine in kids from 12 to 15 years old. In Connecticut, Chief Operation Officer Josh Cabal says they want to hit the ground running as soon as the FDA gives them the green light.
To make sure we have maximum capacity available on the weekends. And then also we got our pharmacies are able to take walk-ups now for the adolescents. So we'll have a lot of options available.
A parent or guardian must give consent for kids to get the shot.
This Mother's Day could be a huge boost for the restaurant industry after a very rough year.
Every week we see people that are very clearly coming out for the first time since before the pandemic started.
That restaurant owner in Richmond, Virginia, says he's optimistic about the future and the number of reservations just keep going up.
Schools are closed in Rigby, Idaho this morning, and grief counselors are there for anyone who needs help. This as police try to figure out why a sixth grade student pulled a gun from her backpack and started shooting yesterday morning. Details from KSL TV's Matt Rascone in Idaho.
Not long after the starting bell, gunshots rang out at Rigby Middle. Authorities say a sixth grade girl pulled a handgun out of her backpack and began firing in the hallway. She shot two students and a custodian. All are expected to recover. Jefferson County Sheriff Steve Anderson said they're digging in to learn why this happened, but said the shooting may have continued were not for a teacher who stepped in.
The sheriff says that teacher was able to get the gun away and restrain the student until officers arrived. The school will be closed today, but grief counselors are available, going to be available.
Some local business owners say they're having a hard time finding new hires, and unemployment benefits may be to blame. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with that story. John?
Yeah, Tim, because of the American Rescue Plan Act passed by Congress in March, those on unemployment are currently eligible for an extra $300 a week until early September. Downtown Bar and Bistro owner Kirk Benson says it's hard to compete with that.
Holy cow. I mean, trying to get people to even show up to an interview is beyond ridiculous.
He adds that even when someone shows up for an interview, often they turn them down for a job because unemployment will pay more. Officials with the Department of Workforce Services say they'll be looking into reports of people on unemployment turning down work, and businesses, in fact, can submit a request for an investigation on the division's website. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A good ending to a search for a missing woman with dementia in the mountains above Farmington. A Department of Public Safety helicopter spotted 54-year-old Laura Waldron on the mountainside near Hornet Creek. Waldron had been missing for more than 30 hours after getting lost while hiking. She was taken to the hospital to be checked out, but she and her two dogs are doing okay.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. Let's see if we can give you some idea of what the weekend looks like. Some places report strong winds this morning ahead of storms that are moving into the Beehive State.
We've got a quick-moving cold front coming in, but it's literally happening as most of us are going to be sleeping, so it's kind of an ideal scenario. We do expect this front to move through tonight, so a big change in temperature, quite windy tonight. Showers and even some thunderstorms might wake you up a little bit late tonight and into early tomorrow morning, although it looks like the whole thing clears by sunrise tomorrow.
Grant says we'll lose 20 degrees as this storm moves in, and right now it doesn't look like temperatures climb back into the 80s until maybe next Thursday.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.